Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday morning recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. At this point, if you're not betting on Scottie Scheffler, you're losing money. I mean, you're just throwing money out the window here at this point.
I know.
I took him. Did you
take
him
on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Sure, you get him at a better price.
Got him at $550 on Saturday.
He was $350 under the tournament. So
$350 to start, and then even yesterday he was $350. So what's the difference if you're taking him Sunday or?
I think that was a glitch because I immediately went back. I don't know. 5 minutes later, it was -150.
Well, my bookie gave me that because I just kept hitting it all weekend. I'm starting to treat Scottie Scheffler like I do the Warriors. They're always favorite, and then as soon as they get down, that's when you can get better odds, and then just live line Scottie.
It's absurd, though. It's golf.
It is. Yeah. This is a fucking video game here at this point. I don't even know what's more impressive, him or what the girl is doing.
Nelly Korda.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, five straight, just won a major. 25. It's a great face for female golf. Attractive.
She's hot.
American.
Cool. Jumping in the pond afterwards. Mm-hmm. She's fun. Scottie's not fun, but his dominance is, and that's what we're following him for. But I've never bet on a golfer like this week in and week out and then just won over and over and over again. Even if you bet Wyndham Clark to top five, like we chatted about last week, he finished, what, second again?
Third.
Oh, did he third?
Sahith was second, but they should start offering odds without Scottie. Like, who will finish first without Scottie?
Yes.
I mean, that's basically a top five, though. What are the odds for top five?
So top five, it depends on what you came in at. Let's say you came in at 30-1. Well, your top five odds.
Let's say Wyndham Clark, because he's going to be top five most of the time.
It wasn't that good. It was like 4-1, 5-1.
Yeah. But that's commensurate whether you're going to get for Scottie on day three or four, right?
Right. And so, and for my money, I'd rather just bet on Scottie again. But my bookie did let me get it again on Sunday. By the way, if you're watching at home, it was a bunch of people that DM me and say, hey, I didn't get paid for Scottie because he didn't finish his round until today. So legally, he has to finish. Yes, we all knew he was going to win, but he had three holes left because of a rain out yesterday.
Just in case, you know.
You know who else has three holes?
What's that?
Girls.
Say it.
Men.
Hey.
Women.
Right here. Right there. Right behind me. There's three holes right in front of your face. Yeah.
Hope Soul, yeah.
Hope Soul.
What's your favorite?
Men have three holes, too.
Out of hopes?
We have pee holes.
Just any
holes.
Butt the butt.
Butt, yeah. Butt's tight.
Yeah,
butt is tight.
What are you fucking Beavis over here? What the fuck was that shit?
Butt is tight. Butt is tight.
I don't know, man.
I heard, by the way, well, this isn't the right show for it, but I heard there was a Beavis and Butthead sketch on Ryan Reynolds' Saturday Night Live episode.
Gosling, yeah.
Or Gosling, I mean, Ryan Reynolds, yeah. Was it any good?
It was good, actually.
I heard it was funny. I haven't seen it.
It was. Just because the makeup and the costumes were so wild looking that when Homegirl turned around, she wasn't prepared for it because they could only do it once and they weren't ready.
Yeah,
they didn't have it during dress rehearsal. She didn't know what she was going to look at until the end of the show, like live. It was pretty fucking funny. Scottie though and Nelly Korda are just absolutely fucking dominant right now. Bet all your money on them. We got a ton of fucking shit to bet on my bookie this week as well. NFL draft. is this week. Big NBA show.
Playoffs, NHL playoffs.
My God, man.
Let's keep hitting those baseball parlays, baby.
I know. You're doing well. You missed just one yesterday.
I've been missing a couple close leggers. Yeah, on like one leg. Actually, the Braves ended up losing two, so that was two legs that got hit on that one. But we've hit a couple small ones, so we're playing. We're still like good on the money. We just haven't hit a big one yet, which will pay out like between 30 and like 50 to 1, depending on what you take.
Mm-hmm.
Taking like 10 games.
Eight. Close, yeah.
I'll take between 7 and 8 usually for the big one.
And the fucked up thing is, because I've been following along in Drinker Bros Sports on Facebook, if you're not signed up, it's free, subscribe, and you just talk shit. You can see all the bet slips. But Bob, I think you only missed 1 out of 8 yesterday.
Yeah, because are you a chalk donkey?
I bet on the really good teams and against the really bad teams.
It's 8 teams that are all favorites?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you hedge? Like at the end.
I have multiple times.
He did.
No, Friday night I got to the last leg and the Dodgers ate shit against the Mets, but I had hedged already, so I made money on that as well.
Because the Mets were probably like 2-1, right?
Yeah. And to his credit, by the way, he actually updated the chat in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook to say, hey, I'm going to hedge and do this.
So that's kind of the key with baseball betting too, is you usually have like 2 to 3 tiers of time that the game goes, right? From the East Coast to the West Coast.
Yeah.
So if you get down to like the last 2 or even three legs sometimes, you can really start hedging seriously.
You can hit that cash out button and put that money back into a like, let's say, because once you get up to 8 games, between 8 and 14, or 8 and 15 games, you're looking at somewhere between like 20 to 1 and 200 to 1 on the high end. If you're making risky picks
on underdogs,
right?
Yeah.
If you go up to not even all underdogs. Like if you have mostly chalk with a couple of underdogs and you do all the 15 games that day, then you're looking, usually it's like somewhere between 180 and like 220 to 1 odds, right? Throw fucking $5 on that.
Yeah, and it's just one.
It's
team.
A lottery ticket, but it is what it is. And then if you do what Bob's talking about, if those West Coast games, and like if you win everything East and Central and then the West Coast games are left, you're like, fuck that, just take the money.
And if you have one game left,
hedge hard.
Just go live and bet half. Mm.
Well, not only that, but my bookie also lets you cash out. So they have a cash out option on there.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So when it gets to that last game, because we sat with some people during NFL last year, and it was an 8-game parlay that I ended up hitting, but the Sunday night game was a Giants game. He was a Giants fan. And he goes, dude, is there an option to cash out now? Because I don't trust my own team. And I go, yes. So he cashed out. And it only knocks off about 25 to 30%, but it's worth it.
I was going to say, if they don't at least pay half, bet half.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a ton of ways to do it. Also, for you guys in baseball, they'll do run lines, money lines, and then they'll allow you to cash out if there's one team left that maybe you don't believe in and all that other shit.
Or you just want to take the money.
Yes.
Right. Like I just go money line because baseball is unpredictable enough to bank on someone winning by 2 runs or more is just fucking, it's a lot.
Yeah. The other question I got, a lot of DMs over the weekend that my bookie paid out on for everyone was the Ryan Garcia Devin Haney fight. I think you guys were probably in the air at that point.
No, I watched it.
Oh, you did? I did too. I got suckered into it. I love boxing. I always have. It's always been one of my favorite sports ever. But there's not enough stars here, and they're not matching them up. I didn't want to watch this because of how crazy he was. And then on Twitter, I caught one pre-fight video that made me buy the goddamn thing, and I'm glad I did because it was one of the most entertaining fights of the year.
I legally streamed it.
Yo, yes. You did? Yeah. Okay. I actually bought it. It was on DAZN or DAZN, however the fuck you pronounce that bullshit. But I'm watching it. Ryan Garcia is so erratic for the last 2 months, screaming at everybody, telling them that he was forced to watch kids get raped in a forest.
At Bohemian Grove.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then he shows up to the weigh-in on Friday. Not only does he miss weight by 3 pounds.
Drinks a beer.
Drinks a full beer immediately after getting off the scale. Tells the other guy to go fuck himself. The other guy says, well, you owe me $500,000 a pound, which he paid. Right then, he wired it from his fucking phone and got into his account.
But then bet $2 million on himself at plus 550?
Yes. And the odds were so wild on my bookie. Forgive me, man, because a lot of people were putting it on Devin Haney. Here's how fast it swung. He was minus 1,000 at one point. Devin Haney. And then people started betting on Garcia just because the odds were so high. And it just kept violently swinging back and forth. So whatever you got it at, you got it at. But it's not going to be the original. just because of how many fucking people were betting on that fight.
And Garcia destroyed him.
Yes. And what's going on? Do you watch that? Like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
He did it for the kids.
He did it for the kids, yeah.
For the shorties?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, he might have.
He just visualized Haney as a human trafficker.
Yeah.
Like a demon child trafficker.
I think he visualized him as the priest behind the altar. You know what I mean?
Could be.
That's like the kids are trotted out there.
The weird thing for me is Dan and I saw Ryan Garcia ringside in San Antonio.
Yeah.
What was it, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah, he's good on social media.
Great on social media, but you and I went to the fight, and he wasn't great. Mm. It was a journeyman who took him the distance.
Yeah.
It was a closer fight, and I was like, this is the fucking guy that everybody's hyped about?
He's still young.
He's young.
He's going to get better. He's going to get much better every
time.
You would
think so if he doesn't like lose his mind. I don't think, usually when fighters start talking about Bohemian Grove, it's a bad sign. Not that it, like, that all that shit definitely went down. Ryan Garcia was nowhere near
he
that.
He was not invited.
Right. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, you're a pretty dude, but sorry, bud. It's just like, you're in the wrong socioeconomic class for that whole situation.
Maybe not after this fight. He ended up clearing 50 off of this fight.
Yeah, now he's good. But
12, he bet 12 of that? Came on himself. He bet on himself.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. So you can't do it in Vegas. Mm-hmm. However, the fight was in New York, and you can bet on yourself in New York. So he put $2 million on himself at plus 550, ended up getting $12
million. I'm actually going to make a bet right now.
Okay.
So the Yankees and A's are playing, and this is just how odds work, live lines in baseball. The A's went up early 2-0, right?
They went up late. They just scored
late. It's top of the ninth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2-0, but it's the Yankees, right, versus the A's, and it's plus 625. It's a live line bet.
So I'm on that right now. So what do you tell me, 100?
No, I'm just going to bet $10 just for shits and gigs because I think the Yankees have a decent shot of coming back and winning this game because Oakland is terrible.
They have a half inning. That's why it's so
juicy. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I just put a hunch on it because you
told me. I'm not going to put 100 on there.
You told me to do that.
No, I'm putting $10 on there that'll return 65.
Bob, you can confirm this. So 100 pays off at 650 right now.
Yeah,
go for it.
I already have the Yankees in a parlay, so it's already a loser.
I do too. I'm pretty pissed.
I didn't put them in any of my parlays because what's his nuts? What's that kid's name? Sears pitched for the A's and he's been pretty good this year.
I mean, score a fucking run at Yankee Stadium, you bitches.
That's crazy, man. That's absolutely fucking crazy. I'm going to screenshot this real quick for the audience. That way, in case this does win, the only person I've ever seen do this late was Delco in Vegas, actually.
Remember that? Yeah, it was the wildest shit ever.
Padres?
Max Scherzer gave up like 8 runs in the first inning, and they came back and won or something like that. 8 runs in the first 2 innings, I think.
Padres were down like 10-0.
We were sitting at our hotel bar, and you go, you know what? I'm just going to go and put 100 on this fucking live line. I was like, all right.
But it was like the third inning, so I was like, all right.
I think it paid off at like 22-1. Yeah. It was gnarly, whatever it was. We ended up staying and watching the game.
It was a good week.
It was fun. This week, though, tons of stuff to bet on. Mention the NBA draft. The NFL draft that's coming up, NBA playoffs. This Ryan Garcia shit is crazy as shit. I don't know if that guy's going to stay alive. It's a big week for people who are bipolar, though. Kanye's having the week of his life right now.
What's going on with him?
What isn't? He's on that Like That remix with Future that's fucking exploded over the weekend, and now he's on the new Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino song that is an absolute fucking banger, and it's the both of them together. Apparently he's got a new album coming out in a month.
That is a lot of self-regard on one album, or on one song.
Oh, boy. And they go back and forth, so they switch lines for the entire song.
I mean, listen to it.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. It's the Future we were hoping for. With these guys. But as far as Ryan Garcia, where does he go now, or does he end up dead? I don't see how he's going to be able to maintain this fucking wild-ass shit. What got me to buy the goddamn fight was they cut to his locker room on Twitter, and he had a full Asian orchestra playing violins in there like it was the Titanic going down. And I was like, well, now I'm in. I don't know what the fuck else is going to happen during this fight.
It reminds me of The Simpsons where Cypress Hill gets high and orders a symphony and forgets about it. That's just what it seems like happened there.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to get killed.
He said he was trolling everybody.
The entire time? Did you watch his post fight presser, though?
Hey, thank
God.
That
was wild as fuck.
Thank God.
I actually just made... What if he's just testing the boundaries of what a fighter can do before they get in any trouble whatsoever?
I feel like Sean Strickland's doing that without being asked.
Yeah.
Already, yeah.
You know?
Because they're uncancelable. Because no one looks at them and thinks anything other than, like, what's the point? Like, there's no way it's worth expending whatever energy I have to try and, like, end this guy's career.
Yeah, it's so bizarre that I can't wrap my mind around it. And everybody in the world, I mean, the odds were so high, I thought he was going to get crushed. And then he absolutely fucking destroyed him. Yeah. That one judge who had it scored even is on acid.
Maybe the elixir they gave him at Bohemian Grove, though, like, gave him these superpowers.
Maybe, but when, you know, because De La Hoya is a promoter. When De La Hoya came up to him afterwards, the two of those guys, you know how much cocaine they did that night?
Oh, they were at the
I don't know how much Garcia did, but De La Hoya did most of it before he even got there.
Oh, yeah.
He's, like, straight tweaking out behind it. Like, you know you're on camera. You're standing right next to the guy who's getting interviewed. He's like...
It's wild.
Like, holy shit, dude.
That's like,
but that's like every event for him.
What if he just swallowed a fly? You don't know.
No. Oh, man. They don't, no, swallowing flies doesn't fucking dilate your fucking pupils, bud. Not that I'm aware of, anyways.
Yeah. It was wild to see. But good for him. And boxing can be great and amazing. Let's just start putting more of these matchups together.
Another L for Prime.
What happened with
Devin
Prime?
Devin Haney's a Prime athlete.
Well, they've got everybody now. They got Pat Mahomes, so I think they're fine. They signed a shit ton of people. Oh, they're in the ring for WWE.
Well, yeah, it's their star.
They're the center ring now for the next
baby boy. 10 years.
Prime is doing all right. NFL draft-wise, if you're going to bet with us this week, the odds are up here on mybookie.com as far as the draft is concerned. Shit ton of people to bet on here. I mean, you can go total defensive lineman, edge player selected in the first rounds. You can go number of cornerbacks. Number of quarterbacks. The over-under for the first round is 4.5. What you reckon there?
So, under. Obviously, Williams, May, Daniels.
McCarthy.
Penix.
I guess Penix at the end.
Yeah. I think somebody's going to take Penix.
Gross.
Yeah.
Are we really saying McCarthy's going?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I think, top 10. Honestly, McCarthy should be the third guy taken. I would take him before Drake May.
Yes.
100%.
100,000%.
I
wouldn't draft him.
I'm not drafting Drake May. Like, it's just been failure after failure coming out of
Georgia. To be honest, I wouldn't draft the kid from USC, Caleb
Williams.
I wouldn't draft him. And I've made that abundantly clear why, and I think I'm standing by that. He's a bad fit for any locker room.
I saw his girlfriend. I draft Caleb Williams.
Who's his girlfriend?
That's retarded. Old fucking pre-Moneyball baseball logic. He's got a hot girlfriend. He's got confidence.
It's like the Blake Bortles thing.
Like, no, he's just a good liar. He's a sociopath is what that means.
What's your girlfriend like?
McCarthy's definitely going in the first round. He's going top 10.
Easily.
And he should. Yeah.
He should
not. Yeah.
I think he should.
Winning team.
He's winning. He's a winner. The man's a winner.
It was not because of him.
So is Tim Tebow.
He makes all the throws. Tim Tebow never made all the throws.
But he's a winner.
Tim Tebow won more national championships.
Tim Tebow couldn't throw the ball 30 yards.
Yeah, but he had the jump pass.
Yeah,
he did, yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, McCarthy's going to be pretty fucking solid in the NFL.
He could be better.
And Caleb Williams will be out of the league in 5 years.
Kirko Chains, by the way. How many years has he been quarterback for 15 years?
Yeah, and that man never threw the ball in college. He's Michigan State. Like,
he's got the same number of playoff wins as Tim Tebow. He's got one.
Your guy is, he threw out the first pitch of the Braves game yesterday.
How'd he do?
Not bad.
All right.
They lost, but not his fault.
Was it better than
the uninjured?
CJ Stroud?
Yeah, he didn't spike himself or anything way out there.
Man, I hope. I'm praying for a Falcons playoff run.
I want him to win the Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins, so that piece of shit right there has to like Kirk Cousins.
I'll be the if they win, I'll buy his goddamn minivan. I'll drive that to work every day. I'll buy the jersey. I'll buy the helmets. I'll buy the chains. I'll do all of it.
Kirk Cousins might be the best quarterback the Falcons have ever had.
Oh my god, dude, Michael Vick.
Okay, go
Michael Vick is not very good.
Matt Ryan's a Hall of Famer.
He's not better than Matt Ryan, but he's better than Michael Vick.
Matt Ryan's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Look at the stats of Michael Vick.
It's not
great.
I'm just saying. Here's what I think. If the Falcons make the Super Bowl, obviously you'll be there.
Yes.
I think you should bring in a sign somehow, some way that says something like just to, and it's a good reference to the South too, where you're like proud cousin fucker.
Sure. Yeah, I'm down.
You know what I mean?
I'm down. All right, I'll do all the things if we win. All I want is one Super Bowl in my lifetime. I don't think I'll ever see it.
No, I think Kirk Cousins is better than Matt Ryan because of his faith.
Well, yeah. Scottie Scheffler is proving, honestly, better than most popes that Jesus is real.
Yeah, the best superpower to have is
Christ.
Christ, yeah.
I don't know. How many did Reggie win?
Reggie.
White.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you only really three win. Three franchises? Three or
you
four?
You only really win one title with the Packers.
That's true.
Yeah, but he wasn't just with the Packers. He was with the Eagles before them, and he was with the Panthers after them.
That was
didn't
win anything
there. No, he was close with the Panthers a couple years before Cam got there.
Was that the Jake Delhomie?
Yes.
Yeah, Delhomie, and I think wasn't a young Julius Peppers on that squad too? Or was he out by then? I don't remember. Anyways,
it was a bad team.
Yeah, it was not a good team.
That somehow took the Patriots down to the wire.
Yep. I know. There's going to be a lot of movement though on draft day, and then this week. Right now, the Jets just traded Zach Wilson. Oh boy.
Your new quarterback for the Denver Broncos.
Sure is, my
Sean
man.
Payton's legacy.
Wilson for Wilson over there.
Did you look at the
Denver.
Depth chart?
No.
It's not great.
They've got a draft. They got a draft up, right?
They got DiNucci on there.
Yeah. They got a draft up. That's the only thing possible in this draft, right? They've got to draft up and get
use
a quarterback.
Zach Wilson as an asset? He gets traded again?
I think you made him. You use him as a backup quarterback.
I mean, Jarrett Stidham is on the roster as well. So you have two back and DiNucci, but he's third string. You have two backup quarterbacks now. They're not going to rock with two of them. One of them is going to get traded for something.
Yeah, one
or
would
cut.
Imagine.
You'd think so.
Probably just cut.
Yeah.
Or cut. I think maybe they might pray to God that someone's stupid enough to take one of them instead of just a draft pick, an extra draft pick in a trade. You know what I mean? But, yeah, they need something. There's no way Sean Payton wants to fucking roll with Zach Wilson.
No. What do they give for him here? Six-round selection.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, that's a backup quarterback.
A hobo's fucking Dick Dwayne
cheese.
Reed
and they're
toilet
only,
pay.
They're only on the hook for $2.75 million. So, yeah, that's
maybe you
shit,
need
that's better than a
Zach Wilson in Elevation. That's where he plays his best ball.
Yeah.
He's back I think he's got to go back to
Mormon
to Utah,
country.
Yeah.
He's near as close as he's going to get on a football team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see.
Family around.
Salt Lake City's got a hockey team inbound now, so football's right behind, right?
I swear to God, if they name that hockey team Salt Lake City HC, like, just get the fuck out
of
here.
Is that what they're planning on calling it?
That is one of the names they've trademarked.
What's HE mean?
Hockey club. Like, a football team, FC.
That's stupid.
AC, right? Yeah. Call it something dumb. Like, just call it, give it a weird mascot.
The Mermans.
Yeah. The Mermans. By the way, Matt Ryan actually officially retired today.
Yes.
Right now. Shit. Looking at some of the things that could happen this week here, Vikings are looking to move up to get a quarterback. Giants potentially to get a quarterback. I don't know what they're going to do with Danny Dimes and that $180 million deal. A lot of people are saying that Jaden Daniels is a lock at number two to the Commanders, a.k.a. the Redskins. I know you're a Redskins fan. Do you like that?
I'm not per se a fan, but yeah, I do like that pick for them, for sure.
Better than May.
Yeah.
Better than McCarthy.
Definitely better than he's the best quarterback in the draft.
You think Kingsbury's going to be able to cook something up?
Yeah, I think so. Because Jaden Daniels,
I mean, he's in
four
the spot.
Feet tall. He's not a fucking garden gnome.
Yeah, he's where he belongs, which is in an OC role, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what he's doing?
Yeah.
Like, that's where he belongs.
I agree.
And I think it's going to be a good. The problem is they gutted the defense. I don't know how long it's going to take. It'll take him another year probably to repair that part. Unless they just have a great draft.
I know, you got to go through the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Giants.
Well, the Giants are nothing, but the Eagles and Cowboys are both going to be good. Although, we'll see, right? I mean, this is technically a contract year for Dak as it stands right now.
So, I'll have a big year.
He's going to pop off.
Maybe.
Probably.
But that's never – it's him popping off is never the reason they don't do well. It's always something else.
Top 10 quarterback in the league.
Well, there's only 30 teams, dude. It's not like –
top 33%.
All right. Well, he was an MVP candidate all of last year.
Yeah. I mean, there's only all right.
By the way, there was some smoke to your comment a few weeks ago regarding Harbaugh potentially trading Herbert.
That seems like a Harbaugh move.
It sure does.
Did you see he got a tattoo yesterday?
Yeah, I did. 15-0 for Michigan, you know.
It's not even the Michigan M, really.
No. The artist
did that on his gelatinous arm.
The artist was not very good.
It was a kid.
It doesn't look like it. Oh, it was a child?
Well, looked like it. He looked pretty young.
Just get the Michigan M.
But the rumor was that they were potentially trading to Minnesota for, like, I don't know, 3 first rounders, and that's Herbert wanted to really play with Justin Jefferson there.
That'd be a haul.
That'd be rock. That would fucking rock for him, obviously. But man, if Harbaugh did that,
Minnesota's got to do something. Unless they're planning on trading up and taking one of these other guys, and that's a big risk, right? Because you have to re-sign Jefferson sometime soon, I think. And is he even going to do that? Unless if you bring in some fucking chud, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean,
say what you want to about Kirk Cousins' inability on certain days of the week or in the playoffs, but still, he allowed Justin Jefferson to put up historic first 4-year numbers. Nobody's anywhere close to what Justin Jefferson has done to this point in his career. Like, for real, he's like 30% ahead of everybody else.
And he still missed fucking 10 games last year.
Yeah.
Seahawks are allegedly in the mix for Penix, by the way. I mean, it's Washington.
You're going to replace Geno with a worse Geno?
But who's the coach now?
New coach is Mike McDonald.
Mike McDonald. Is he like...
Cross sweet freedom.
Is he an air raid guy? That's Michael McDonald. Like, if you're going to play a moving the pocket West Coast offense, Penix going to have some success?
There's too many mix.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. But so they hired Huskies offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb.
Was that a move to get Penix?
Look, he's there, so it's not like they have to draft up for him. He'll be there.
I don't know. We lost that bet. The Yankees just lost.
Fuck you guys. Shut out.
This Miller kid that's closing for the A's will not be there in Oakland very long. In Sacramento or wherever the fuck he is.
McDonald, the Seahawks coach, he's a DC. Was a DC for Baltimore, so the offensive coordinator being from Washington is probably a big
help for him, I would imagine.
And who's, they've got a great receiver core there. If they can find anybody just to get those dicks the ball, right? I mean, they've got DK Metcalf and Jackson Smith and Jigma, and who's the other one there? Tyler
Lockett.
Yeah, like, was their offense really the issue?
Tight end
who's really
they have good. A great tight end, too. I think it's Noah Fant.
Is it?
Yeah. So, I mean, they're loaded, and they got Walker in the backfield, the kid from Michigan State.
They're real close. Yeah.
I mean, they're fucking loaded. They just need a quarterback there.
I don't know if Penix is the guy. I mean, if it's me, I'd probably trade up.
I would just stick with Geno.
Geno, by the way, their all-time single-season leading passer.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Not Russell.
Russell never threw for more than 4,100. I think 4,100 was his high.
Okay.
I know that Geno has more. What Geno set the single-season record for the Seahawks.
Yeah, 4,100 is not that much.
Not anymore.
To be honest, yeah. And by the way, when it was a different game, I guess, when Russell was at his peak, but he also had Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
They should have used him one more time than they thought they needed to.
We
would be having a different conversation about Russell Wilson now, probably.
That is, did you ever see, there was like a little, I think maybe it was from a bigger documentary or something like that, but they were talking about in the moment, this is like, I don't care what anyone says about after Tom Brady left or anything like that. I don't fucking care. This is why Bill Belichick probably is the best NFL coach of all time. He didn't call a timeout specifically in that moment because he saw the Seahawks hadn't called a play yet. Because the Seahawks thought he was going to call a timeout to save time. So he was, and he saw them kind of all of a sudden start panicking on their sideline, and he was like, fuck it. Fuck it. They don't know what they're doing. Let's let it roll.
That's fine.
And they threw a pick, and he won the fucking Super Bowl.
Amazing. The Eagles, by the way, always usually trade up or trade down. What are you guys hoping for? What are you looking for as a fan?
The Eagles are taking a cornerback.
Yeah, we need a secondary.
Okay.
They're taking a cornerback for sure, 100%. If there's a place to bet that, bet it.
There will be. All of these guys you can bet on. My bet, personally, because I took Bijan Robinson last year to the Falcons, is Dallas Turner out of Alabama for... the edge rusher for the Falcons. So as soon as the exact players come up too, we'll be firing away on those on mybookie.com as well.
I mean, Howie's probably just going to take somebody from Georgia or Alabama.
Probably.
Why not?
Why not at this
That's
point?
What he does.
That's what he does. Speaking of which, you can pick number of Big Ten players drafted. First round over-under is 5.5. ACC is 4.5. 3.5 for the Big 12. Pac-12, big boy number actually, 7.5. SEC players, 9.5 for the first round.
So the over is 1/3 almost of all picks is SEC.
It's weird that they think that there's going to be 7 players from Oregon State and Washington State.
That's right. When does that end?
Now.
No. I think they've got to finish off like with baseball swimming or baseball. Yeah, yeah. And then it's all done there. I think
it'll probably be like officially over in like July or something like that.
Number of offensive players selected this Thursday night in the first round. Over under is 21.5. It's a big boy number there.
It's an offense heavy draft.
It sure is.
There's going to be what, 4 wide receivers and 4 quarterbacks taken in the first round, probably.
So the over under for wide receivers is 6.5
in the first round.
Yeah, dude.
What?
It's gonna be a fun draft, yeah, isn't it?
Odunzi. Yeah. Right. Hold on. I'll
Marvin Harrison.
Harrison, Neighbors, Odunzi. And then what? Both the UT guys?
Another LSU guy.
And the other LSU guy?
Okay. Yeah, where Malik might go at the end.
Malik Neighbors, Odunzi, Harrison, Brock Bowers from Georgia, tight end, but another receiver.
I don't think that counts. Brian
Thomas from LSU will go in the first round. The other, so that's fucking stupid. They're 1 and 2. Who else is here? Wide receiver, Adonai Mitchell from Texas as well.
And Worthy, you might slot Worthy in there, so that maybe that's where they get to 7. I'll take the under on that.
Ladd McConkey from Georgia is on here, going to the, like, the Chiefs have the 32nd pick, and they're almost definitely going to take a receiver.
Man, well, I don't know.
Rashi Rice is going to go.
Yeah, Rashi Rice
to the pokey for a little bit.
But they just signed that rugby player out of Europe, and I think Andy Reid's kind of done.
Yeah,
you think I'm fucking joking?
No, he's got to be getting bored. Yeah. To be honest,
also,
like,
Andy doesn't draft white receivers.
No. Andy wants, so the rugby player that they got is like almost Xavier Worthy level speed. It's just some fucking guy who just flies. They're going to make him a slot receiver or something weird like that.
He did that with fucking Jeremy Bloom.
Yeah, sure did. And that didn't work out well.
He's just going to do weird shit.
Over under for running backs in this draft is amazing. It's 0.5. So
under.
In the first round?
So you don't think one running back will get drafted in the first round?
Why would you? Why would you waste your pick?
Well, I think, I don't know. It used to be that there was always one asshole.
Yeah.
Just like there is in your fantasy football league, there's always one asshole who's going to take Mahomes in the first round.
Right? Unless it's a Bijan Robinson, who's left? Is it Blake Corum? Who's the best running back in the
draft? I'm looking at a fucking mock draft from PFF, and let me see where the first running back lands, because I haven't run into him yet.
Why would you draft Blake Corum in the first round?
I don't know. If you need one, I guess.
You just don't need a running back that bad. You get somebody off the streets.
Who's the best in this draft? Blake Corum's the only one that comes to mind. Kids stayed.
I haven't gotten to him yet, whomever it is.
You could put Joel on your team right now. He'll run for 700 yards.
Jonathan Brooks from Texas is the first one I'm seeing, and that's late second round.
He's got an ACL, yeah. He's coming off an ACL.
That's the first running back I've seen in this mock draft so far.
So take the fucking under on .5.
Let's see. I'm down to the third round now. Well, if it's 0.5 for the first round, yeah, there's no running back getting taken in the first round.
What's the favorite, over or under? Or is it same odds?
No, the over is +820.
Yeah, so nobody's getting drafted.
No, that's what it appears to be.
If I'm a GM, I just draft a running back and I bet $1 million, 8-1.
That's job
security. No one would know. No one would even notice that.
Well, if you didn't need, well, actually, they would.
Everybody's getting caught gambling now.
I know. That guy just got banned from the NBA for life.
Yeah. Is it
Jonte
Porter?
Jonte Porter, Mizzou's finest.
Is he a Mizzou guy?
It's Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, Michael Porter Jr.'s little brother. Yeah.
Perfect. Good for him, dude. It was worth it. It was $22,000 is what he ended up betting.
Well, that was the most he bet at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like
it's going to keep happening.
Well, he was betting on his own team and he was injured.
He bet against his own team, too. But when he wasn't playing. But he also bet he had someone else bet his fucking prop unders.
You cannot.
He was basically telling people before the game who was sitting out and shit like that, or like who was injured. Playing.
Yeah.
That's really? What he was doing, yeah.
That's great. Good for him. Risk it all.
You can't bet against your team.
You can on mybookie.com. Promo code DrinkyBros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. It's our title sponsor, kids. Tons of stuff to bet on. If you're not betting on Scottie Scheffler either, you hate money at that point. Okay? Look, these fucking picks, we can win a lot of money together here. We won a lot of money last year off that Bijan Robinson pick. As soon as they start popping up players here, actual players for which position here in the draft, that'll usually come in around Wednesday over on mybookie.com. We'll start firing away. Speaking of which, the live NFL draft presented by mybookie.com will be here. That show goes on. It's 7 Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. Derek Wolfe will be live in studio. He's our co-host this season from the Denver Broncos. We'll be able to ask him about the Denver Broncos over here. And he was on that Super Bowl winning team, so he did get a championship. Good for him. Good for him. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinking bros. I just grabbed for the box because I forgot to take it. So I sit next to my computer. I forget to take the vitamins until I come into work. Grab a box of these. Put them wherever you are on a daily basis as a nice reminder that we're not always eating the way we want to, not always working out the way we need to every single day. However, it is important to get the essential vitamins inside of our bodies. All right, what's in this tasty little pouch here that's just spit out to me? Well, you got the CoQ10s, antioxidants, multivitamins, probiotics, fruits and veggies, and the EFAs, all the good stuff. And then, D'Anthony, what's the liver detox there that we were taking the other day?
Man, I had a bottle of it right
here. I know.
Here.
I just saw it and I was looking
for it
today.
Joel, did you steal my liver medication, you piece of shit?
Joel!
It's just a an herbal compound, right? Like, so people that say cleanses, that's bullshit. That's right. Not a thing. Your body does that. Your pancreas, liver, kidneys, et cetera, right? But we eat like assholes and drink like assholes in modern America. So in the same way that you need to supplement your diet for proper nutrients, you need to give the individual organs the right shit to process things correctly. Now, your body, you drink alcohol, converts it into ethyl alcohol, converts it into sugar, and then it goes into your bloodstream, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of – anytime there's a chemical process of breaking things down like that from one chemical to another, it can cause problems, right?
Yeah.
Even just straining the organ too much. So this – as you know, your liver is the one organ in your body that regenerates. So this stuff is designed to make your liver more resistant to everything that it comes into contact with, to include, you know, stuff that's in your food that doesn't necessarily need to be, right? But because it's Drinking Bros, we're talking about booze.
Sure.
Right.
And it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's over on firstform.com/drinking bros. Free shipping on orders over $75. Also, highly recommend their energy drinks over there as well. One of the best supplement companies in the world, in my opinion.
Love, too, dude.
I know, dude. Those breakfast protein sticks are amazing as well. Breakfast sausages over there. Go to firstform.com/drinking bros today. Free shipping on orders over $75. Next up, we got bioproteintech.com. Guys, here's why your hormones suck. If you're listening to this, chances are you may be one of the countless guys who are struggling to see results they want in the gym, in the mirror, or even in the bedroom. Most guys are focused on testosterone. However, that's only 50% of the answer. Without adequate growth hormone and its end result growth factors, you can't even optimally absorb the testosterone you have, no matter if it's synthetic or natural. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus gives you back those growth factors naturally, giving you HGH-like results with zero needles, zero side effects, and zero doctor visits, all at a fraction of the cost of the prescription treatment. So if you want to perform, look, and feel the way you used to, or just better these days, without all the risk of the big pharma synthetic shit and the needles and everything else, head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more, or click the link in the bio, the description of the YouTube page here, or the audio description, and that'll help get you $30 off when you enter that promo code DRINKINGBROS in at checkout over there. Again, that is bioproteintech.com, promo code DRINKINGBROS for $30 off your first order. Last but not least, we got DRINKINGBROSTICKETS.com. You want tickets to any single event in the entire United States or the world. I think we've done Wimbledon before in the past. I know I got some Arsenal tickets off of it for our agent one time. You got everything over there, including the NFL draft. So if you want to go to the NFL draft Thursday night in Detroit, you know, take your whole family up to Detroit.
Beautiful this time of year.
It's gorgeous this time of year.
April in the D.
Take your entire family up there and have fun. You can get NFL draft tickets on there. You name it, they got it. Spring games were available, all of it. Head on over to drinkingbrostickets.com. Don't ask me about the Taylor Swift tickets, dude. There's nothing I can do about that. They're $6K a piece, all right? I'm sorry. It's an aftermarket. We're $10 cheaper than StubHub. That's about the best we can do for you. So I love you, but there's nothing I can do with the fucking Taylor Swift tickets. Everybody wants them for their goddamn kids.
I don't know if they're going to want them that much longer because apparently this new album sucks ass.
It's not great.
It's pretty mid.
We'll talk about that on RPR on tomorrow's show. Boone got ejected in that Yankees game.
So. Boone got ejected because a dude was chirping from over his shoulder.
There was a fan sitting really behind the dugout.
Shut the fuck up.
He said something, yelled something to the ump. The ump immediately turned and ejected
Aaron,
Boone.
He goes, Aaron, you're gone. Really funny.
Boone wasn't even looking because at the umpire.
I don't know. I don't have any data on this, actually, but I think Boone gets ejected more than anybody else right now because he's like, he just talks a lot of shit.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Just like chirps the whole game, no matter what. Even if they're winning, he gets thrown out sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like Bobby Cox, basically, right? But Bobby was actually somewhat good at his job.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really
Yankees
funny.
Yankees are winning. I got a good team. Soto's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They came out pretty hot start, except for Judge. Mm-hmm. Everybody else.
Soto's the guy, dude. Pay him all the money and get him there for life. He looks like a fucking natural.
I mean, the Yankees would be insane to let him leave.
I agree.
They should get rid of Judge. They should get rid of Stanton and just keep Soto.
And by the way, Soto's like 24.
He might be 25.
Jesus Christ.
Man. He debuted when he was 19. He's been playing that fucking long.
If you're going to give a guy a 10-year contract, make sure he's 24 or 25. Then it makes sense.
And he's not going to diminish in his skill set. Like, that guy could be 80 years old, and he's going to have an on-base percentage of, like, 360. Like, it's fucking crazy. He just gets on base all the time.
He's 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a 1,000 OPS guy. This year, probably, if I had to guess.
And he hasn't even gotten hot yet.
Pretty good chance he wins MVP, American League, if you're into gambling on things like that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll pop it on for sure, dude. I'll pop up this bet right now. Man, it's right in front of my face. This is getting dangerous betting live on air like this because you just lost that last one for me. And I blame you.
I lost $10.
I just lost a hunch. Yeah. But I did great this week.
I do that all the time if I'm... if the better team is down going into the ninth inning, I live bet that all the time just in case.
I don't mind.
If it's within two runs.
Like plus 600 odds is not enough in the ninth inning.
In Yankee Stadium with that lineup with 1-2-3 coming up, it is enough.
It is.
Like 12,
it was worth
one,
it. It was worth it.
No. You're just getting greedy.
It was worth it.
All you need is a bloop and kind of another bloop in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And you're good at that short porch. We'll switch on over to the NBA here. Playoffs have started. D'Anthony, we'll start with you. Warriors are out. What does this team do?
Well, what they're going to do is sign Clay to a deal somewhere in the 20s of millions instead of the 40s of millions. What they should do is cut Draymond Green, cut Clay Thompson, and
blow it up.
Blow it up.
Trade Steph entirely. To the Hornets.
I would trade. No, that's crazy.
Cool. He's a Warrior for life.
Yeah, he wants to play in Charlotte.
No, he might.
Let him go home.
He might. I mean, Dell played there for years. But what I think they should probably do is, maybe sign and trade Clay, and trade Draymond as well somewhere that has young dudes that he can play with and mentor and shit like that. Because I think he's probably going to get into coaching, if not just go straight to the media. I know he wants to do media.
He's got
stuff.
The deal with TNT, and that's already signed.
But I think so did Steve Kerr when he left, right?
Mm.
When he left Popovich's coaching staff and the Spurs, he signed a deal with TNT that was a 10-year deal, and he broke it 4 years in to start coaching the Warriors, I think.
Yeah. I mean, he was a color guy, right, on TV, he wasn't a studio guy.
Oddly enough, he and Mark flip-flopped, right?
Yeah.
Flip-flop positions.
Yeah.
And Mark gets no credit for building that team.
Mark Jackson?
Yeah, no. He built the whole team, right? anyways, it was bringing in Iguodala was Kerr. But anyways, what they should do is probably get rid of those guys and see if you can't flip them from something quick and make Curry competitive again for a couple more years. He's probably got 2 or 3 more years where he can play at a 27 to 30 point per game. Average
before he goes into what, like old Ray Allen mode?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I was surprised that he was 36 years old. I didn't see that stat because he doesn't look it. And
he's in great shape, right?
He's playing great.
He fucked his ankles up his first 2 years in the league and got into, and it largely credited for the Warriors' success, because the thing that they were that everybody else wasn't for a long time was either deep or more athletic or both, right? So in the early days, they were really deep. In the mid part, when Kevin Durant there, they outran everybody still, right? And they had the two best players in the world at the time. Now they don't have any of that. Klay's not, he can't do what he used to be able to do. He cannot, and under any circumstances, create his own shot ever, right? If you remember that 70-point game he had, he only dribbled the ball 9 times total in the entire game, right?
He was 0 for 10 in this playoff game.
Yeah. And Draymond's just like more of a liability at this point. Like, it's, think of it like the girl, that hot crazy matrix for marriage, right? It's like that. Like, you can put up with Draymond's bullshit enough while he's still performing, but now he can't do that anymore.
Let me tell you exactly where they need to try to trade Draymond Green. Maybe for a great draft pick or something like that, but it's a good cultural fit, and it's a young team that needs some
Detroit.
Fire.
That's close. Where I would send him.
Memphis.
Or Memphis.
Memphis would be great with John Morant.
I think Minnesota would be good, too.
Absolutely not. Draymond's a total liability. No way is he going to, like, coach the youth. He's going to get in fights with them.
He's going to give them some fire, all right? And Memphis is going to be into it because they love that grit and grind. Yeah. And
John Morant might shoot him.
And what's his name? The dude who could, like, not jump who was there with Marc Gasol was a fucking asshole, too, before he got to...
Randolph?
Yeah, Zach Randolph was a fucking dickhead before he got
and
to
they
Memphis.
And they were a blast once he showed up.
I actually wouldn't mind...
I like that.
I wouldn't mind seeing somebody like Draymond on the T-Wolves. Because they've got a fuckload of talent and no balls.
Dude,
right?
They got their balls. They're going to beat the Suns.
They're going to kill the Suns.
But the Suns are like that. The Suns are like that. They're like that fucking Lakers team that had Gary Payton and Karl Malone on it at this point. They're just like.
Anthony Edwards is taking that step.
If it was Lakers versus Suns in a series right now, I would take the Lakers without any hesitation.
Same,
right?
100%.
Like, get rid of Rudy Gobert and put Draymond at the 4 or at the 5 right there.
Well, I'm always in favor of getting rid of
because then you still got Kat, who's got length down there, so your 4 and 5 isn't that mismatched, to be honest. And Draymond would be in Anthony Edwards' ear 24 hours a day, like, hey, why are you not shooting the ball?
Yeah.
Right? What are you doing? He's scoring 29 and some change a game this year. Where he's been in the low 20s for most of his career. So finally he's getting his confidence or whatever the fuck that is. But he should be scoring more. He's the best athlete in the NBA right now, in my opinion. Like, I don't think anybody's particularly close to him athlete-wise. It's just like, where's the fire at? Because Kat's never had it either. That's been the dig on him for his whole career. So where the fuck is it?
Yeah, not sure.
Anyways, they got to blow the team up is the short version of that.
Yeah, I agree. Even Bob Myers was doing play-by-play now, which is he's fun to watch, by the way. He's pretty hilarious.
He knows a lot about basketball.
He does. But breezing through these teams here, Heat, Celtics, Jimmy Butler is out. This will probably be a 4-0 sweep here. I just don't know how they compete without Jimmy Butler.
I don't think anyone can compete with the Celtics in the East. Like who? The Knicks?
Maybe Knicks.
No. They're missing a guy.
Randall's out. Julius Randall's out for the entire postseason. They look all right. Because
they're going to beat the Sixers, unfortunately.
Popping down
Maxie's
here.
Maxie's probably out tonight.
Yes.
Embiid's banged up. It's not great.
Blow it up.
Yeah, blow it up.
Blow it up.
No.
I think you move on from Embiid at this point.
No.
You wasted his best years. He can't do it anymore.
We're not blowing up. We're not getting rid of Embiid.
All right. I mean, it's the Knicks. This is bad.
I think the important thing to note is that Chet Holmgren was electric in his playoff debut. Mm-hmm. 5 blocks, I believe a double-double or close to it. I mean, just
Thunder magical. Unstoppable.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won by 2.
Don't sleep on the fucking Pelicans. Don't sleep on the Lakers.
I know
we're talking Eastern Conference, but don't sleep on the Lakers. They're
on tonight.
What I said before, like Hachimura and
they put them on the Jokic.
And white boy, what's his name?
Reeves.
They're in the starting lineup now, right? When they had those two guys coming off the bench, if AD had been healthy last year, they may have won the fucking title, to be honest. But the Lakers are better than everybody in the West, in my opinion, other than Denver.
Yeah, but they're playing Denver in the first round. Yeah. The problem is, so I watched that game on Saturday night. They're playing again tonight. So
well, that's what I'm seeing.
Spread is minus 7.5 on my book.
If they can figure out a way, if AD stays healthy and productive throughout this whole series, and look, Jokic has given him a lot of problems in the past, but if he stays productive, man, it's going to be, I don't know. I feel like I doubt the Lakers can beat them, but I know this. If the Lakers can beat Denver, then they will. If they beat Denver, they're going to win the West at least, if not winning the title.
This is a must-win game for them tonight. You go down 2-0, you can't come back from that.
The series doesn't start until the road team wins a game.
Yeah, but with Jokic, the problem with him is he doesn't really pick it up until the fourth quarter, and then they just win by 15 points at the end. It's close. Yeah. And then they dominate at the end, and it's not close.
I think the Lakers have to
sneak up on you.
I think the Lakers have to treat every game like a must-win in this series. Like, you cannot afford to make one mistake.
Yeah.
In this series, right? They made one, and they made a lot of mistakes in game two. They let, man, Jamal Murray just like whatever he wanted to do, right down the middle of the lane, lay up. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Man? Like, you know he's out there, right? I know he missed some playoffs back in the day, but last year he fucking tore everybody's ass up.
I mean, Denver's loaded. And, but people don't talk about it as much because they're not loaded with like. Well, actually, what's crazy?
Like
we talked about before. They are loaded with actual lottery picks. Mm-hmm. Every one of their starting five, except Jokic, is a lottery pick. But it's just like guys that don't get a ton of press. Like Murray was hurt a lot. Michael Porter Jr. has been hurt a lot. And then who are the other two? Caldwell Pope. And
has Murray been an All-Star team yet?
No.
No,
yeah. Aaron Gordon.
And Aaron,
he was like the fourth pick, maybe.
The only thing we remember him for is the dunk contest. Mm. I can't tell you how many points he scores a game, but I remember he was awesome in the dunk contest.
They're talented as fuck, and they have a brutal home court advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. So that game's on tonight. Sixers versus Knicks is on tonight.
Maxey's probably out.
Spread is 5.5 on this
because Maxey's probably out. Mm.
Okay, he's sick. It's in New York.
He's very sick.
AIDS. What does he have?
I think just general cold, okay. You know, maybe a flu. Flu likes him. Though.
If you want to bet an underdog out of any of these games tonight, I would take the Magic over the Cavs.
Paolo looked pretty fucking good, man.
You did. Yeah,
they shook off a little bit of the jitters, played a good game. I always thought they were going to take one from the Cavs at home, and so there's this one left.
Yeah,
guaranteed. I'm definitely going to bet that. Let me see what the odds are on that, actually.
What's the over-under on Wagner?
Yeah, exactly. Suns, Timberwolves. Suns looked old, man.
Booker stinks.
I know, man. It's weird. It's a weird team. They have talent, but they just don't play together well. Whereas the Timberwolves are, and this could be Edwards' big leap here.
Do you think Devin Booker's bald?
What would cause me to think that?
You think he's going Agassi?
So there's that video that I always see on Twitter now where it's an NBA player, but they hide his face. And he's got hair on the sides, and they shape him up on the sides, and then they glue hair on top.
Oh, I've seen the video of barbers doing that, but yeah. I didn't know if you could possibly get away with that in the NBA. Because you're sweating too much. One would think the hair would just fall off your head.
I mean, it's like airplane glue. Head.
Well, it's glued for a little bit, but
no, it's a lot of sweat.
It's
like airplane glue.
That's a lot.
They don't fuck around. Magic money line is 182.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad. I'll probably bet that one.
Pacers-Bucks is a fun series. I know Giannis is out, but Dame Lillard was fucking incredible. And he looked better.
He scored playing. 0 points.
He looked better playing. Like
scored 0 points in the second half.
He didn't play. So they didn't need him.
0 points in the second half.
They were up by 30 points.
Gun show up.
Yeah, not in clutch or... in crunch time, so
he didn't play in the second half.
I feel like if you score 35 in the first half, you can take the second half off.
You can.
Middleton looked really good too, by the way.
He did.
Played big minutes, played really good defense, scored 20 plus points.
Mavs sucked yesterday.
They were terrible.
Yeah, that one's a surprising one to me because Kyrie and Luka were killing people right up until the playoffs here, and then they looked awful.
Regular season
team. Yeah, good regular season team.
You think they're able to pull it together here?
The,
no.
The Mavs have the same problem that college teams like Houston and Alabama have, right? Like, they play a certain way, and if it works, they win, and if it doesn't work, they fucking lose. The end. There's no adjustments made. It's fucking – that's just how it is, dude.
Because fucking Jason Kidd.
And keeping that together for – a four game or a seven game series and winning 1 7 game series is tough enough, but you can do that, right? But being one dimensional and making it through three or four rounds of the playoffs, not one fucking prayer.
Why does Kidd keep getting jobs?
I have no
because even in a series, it's tough too. Because like you can come into town for one night, bushwhack somebody, and get the fuck out of there. But like,
But if the opposing coach comes up with any kind of defensive strategy to mute what you're doing, you're fucked. Yeah. And that's why they lose in the playoffs every year. It doesn't matter if Kyrie Irving's there or not. I mean, the best thing that can happen for them is for Kyrie to start freestyling shit, to be honest.
Yeah.
But is Kidd going to bench him? If there's any superstar in the NBA right now that you could bench and get away with, it's probably him because of all the shenanigans he pulls all the time.
Yeah, but so far so good this year. James Harden looked great the other night. Mm-hmm. 28 points. Kawhi Leonard didn't even play in this game. If he gets healthy and is able to play, they could win the West.
There's a path for the Clippers.
I don't think the Clippers can beat Denver under any circumstances.
I don't think so either. So teams like that, any team like the Suns, who doesn't matter because they're going to fucking lose, or the Clippers or the Lakers, the biggest problem with playing Denver is that they're just fucking old.
Mm.
And you have to go up into the mountains
right.
and play four games unless you are... Wait, who's the one seed? Oklahoma. So the two teams I think that Denver is going to have the biggest problem with are Oklahoma, but even more so Minnesota. They said Minnesota was the toughest series they played last year.
Yeah.
And it's mostly young guys, aside from Gobert, who doesn't need to run as much as the rest of them. Those are going to be the tough matchups, the dudes who can hang an extra 5 minutes in the thin air, essentially.
That's kind of the Western Conference final I want to see is Minnesota and Denver.
Same.
I want to see them because, you know.
Can we, though? Would the bracket shake out that way?
That's a good question, actually.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, I think so.
It reshuffles every round, right?
So, well, no, because the Lakers are going to knock off the Nuggets. So.
Oh, yeah, then we would, though, because the one would play the three in the semis.
I think Lakers get
like
swept.
2-4, or no, they wouldn't. Fuck.
Lakers are not getting swept. They figured things out. They're going to beat the Nuggets in six.
I've got them. Do you have them winning tonight?
Yeah.
He has him winning the West.
Oh, God.
He took the future ticket.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing here. He's just fucking trying to
materialize. I'm a LeBron stan now. Yeah.
This is 7.5. I'm all over the
greatest player to ever touch a basketball, LeBron James.
I agree. And by the way, the current NBA players, he's closing the gap on Jordan for the poll that they do every year. He's three points behind Jordan for the GOAT.
If he won this year after what's going on with the Lakers, then, yeah, I think it's... Probably
you could have that conversation.
Probably time to start having the conversation, I guess.
Yeah.
Because you can compare. People talk about his finals losses, but what about the Eastern Conference Finals losses of Jordan? Like you have to count all the ones from Detroit, right?
Yeah.
It's just when he got there. He four was in a row.
Also, LeBron got like just us essentially to the finals against the Spurs.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
We were his teammates.
We sure were.
Well, and also, I mean, again, I'll say this every time. You need to give credit for the fact that LeBron could play in the league at 18 and Jordan couldn't. Jordan was not ready to play in the league at 18. And that LeBron kept playing after 36. He's still a top five player in the league.
But one of the reasons LeBron was able to play, not legally speaking, but literally able to play in the NBA when he was 18, one, because of the big
steroids.
Body, for sure. But also different game.
Didn't like, gamble.
If Michael Jordan had gone into the NBA at 18 years old in 1980, they would have beat the Christ out of him.
Also, LeBron didn't care about his dad.
Yeah.
So that didn't really happen.
Does he have a dad?
Yeah, he got erased from the internet. Do you not know this story?
Like Thanos?
Weird story, yeah. The dad went out for a pack of Cools, never came back. Mm-hmm. Showed up later when LeBron was starting to get famous, and LeBron's like, fuck this. Mm-hmm. How much money to delete this guy from the internet? Because the wild thing is, if you look at a picture of his dad, there's one that exists out there. It looks identical to LeBron.
But Jordan, a little bit of a speed bump in his career.
His name is Anthony McClellan, and he has a Wikipedia page, so he couldn't get rid of that.
What's they got a pic of him up there still?
On Medium, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Pretty similar.
Isn't it nuts? I mean, look at
fucking bananas.
Look at the picture, dude.
Yeah. Oh, like old him, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's the dad.
No.
Yeah, isn't that nuts?
But like the dad now doesn't look like him.
I guess it's true.
Well,
that
when he gets older, he will.
I guess it's true that balding comes from the mom side of the family.
Yeah,
because his dad had a nice little fucking teased out fro.
But their body and faces are identical. It's so weird to look at. But you never hear from that guy. There was some payment made along the lines, but nobody knows how much it was and why the guy never shows up anymore.
Maybe that'll happen to Gary. in 10 years.
Gary Faust. Faust, I hope so.
That seems we like a win for deadbeat dads, though.
It's a, I mean, look, it's kind of a win for LeBron too, because what would have been worse for LeBron's life and career, right? The dad he had, or LeVar Ball type of father.
Oof, tough call.
I don't know. I mean, if LeBron James got the chosen one tattooed on his own body. So what would have happened if he had a dad telling him how great he was too?
He wouldn't have gotten to the NBA.
I don't think he would have gotten to the NBA. I think if he's a dad, he doesn't work as hard.
No, there's three kids in the NBA right now because of their dad fucking helping them.
You know what? And he was a good dad. Like, as much as we make fun of him, he was a good dad. He got three fucking kids of the goddamn NBA. Mm-hmm. And those shoes were the greatest shoes ever made.
Kind of got one out of the NBA, too.
Except for the exploding part.
Yeah. I mean, look.
You know, but Nike did that to Zion.
They only got two kids of the NBA, right? The one kid was in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's still
alive. Oh, that's right.
Two, yeah. LaMelo. He's a breaker.
But isn't there a fourth who's playing now who's in high school who's pretty good?
I don't know.
I think there's a younger ball.
I think the youngest one is the best one.
But I don't think LeBron's the greatest of all time if he has a dad that raises him.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm with you.
Because he doesn't have the fire within.
That's what Deion Sanders said.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in that. I really do. I don't think he is, if he doesn't have something to chase. Dead serious. It's dark, but I'm serious.
Tell my wife all the time that a lot of times with fatherhood, less is more.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She loves it. I bet she loves it every single day out there, Bob. Yeah, so, shit, I'm looking through all this, man. It's just so wild here. There's so much going on in the NFL. This week's fucking draft show is going to be an absolute banger, and I can't wait for it. One thing I wanted to ask you about steroid wise, they were talking about this in the early 2000s. There was a golfer that came out with who played against Tiger, said Tiger was on the gas, said Serena was on the gas, mm-hmm. And LeBron during that era. I always thought so. Why has nobody else ever said anything? Have they?
What? Everyone knows LeBron was on fucking everything in Miami.
I thought so, but until I met you, nobody really said it to me.
He was 290 pounds.
I know, dude.
He was.
Look at Serena versus Venus.
To grace the planet.
Yeah.
Look at Serena versus Venus. I mean, there's no way it's the same person. So it's weird, man. But this golfer story, then they quickly buried it. He was on a podcast, and then it just kind of disappeared.
What were they on that's different than, if anything, than, you know, like, McGuire, Bonds, or I mean, right now there's been two recent pretty big stars in women's tennis who've been popped for performance enhancing drugs of some sort or another. Sharapova,
yep,
and then Simona Halep, who is actually, I love Simona Halep. I'm really,
but also, she got popped.
Physical fitness doesn't really help your golf game, right? Like, Rory sucked ever since he got in shape.
Yeah,
he hasn't won a major since he got in shape.
It's wild, isn't it?
And Scottie Scheffler, it's not like he lifts weights.
No, he doesn't do anything.
John Rahm probably does squats.
No, that's just a natural dump.
Just based
truck.
On his dump.
Well, he's got a club foot, so I think his ass is making up for the club foot, right? Because he's got to walk differently.
And he's just got an awkward body, too. He's got to carry all that weight.
It's like a seal.
Mm-hmm.
A real one, not a Navy one.
What's the difference? I was with a couple this weekend. Look the same, sound the same to me.
Yeah.
always the loudest.
That's all I hear in those motherfuckers.
Always the loudest in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking funny. But yeah, join us this Thursday night live for the NFL draft show. We'll be here all night. We got to fucking put that emergency chocaine back up there. I'll make a call for that in case shit gets wild. Laser's on tour. I did invite Gary.
Yeah.
Just for laughs.
I think Gary might come to the Olive Garden thing, too.
Okay, cool.
TBD on
that. I called. No, we're good on that. So I called. They said if we show up at 5, we're good. They don't have private rooms anymore that they reserve for people. Because apparently...
Oh, they're going to wish.
Wow. It's apparently... they don't really take reservations there. I'm not sure what we're getting into, is all I'm going to say.
I think we should build a reservation for disaffected former Olive Garden employees.
Why don't you just take over Olive Garden? Like, well, that's just yours now.
So we're going to try. Jared had pitched it. Jared just said, what if we all just went one day on the same time and everything else? And I was like, yeah, it would work. So when I called to make the reservations, she was like, hey, we don't do that. And for parties that big, I was like, look, I'll leave a credit card. And she goes, no, we don't do that anymore. And I was like, okay, so what time should we show up? She's like, 5 would be good to get all you guys in at the same time. And I was like, all right, great, we'll be there. So it's that one on Lamar.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, you know Lamar. You know where it is?
Yeah, he's okay. A little on South Lamar.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, yeah.
So I chatted with them, and we're all good to go on Friday. And if you're here for the NFL Draft Show, it'll be catered by J&L Barbecue. Join us for some hard AF seltzers, some laughs, some Q. And then, look, hopefully your favorite team doesn't make a fucking colossal mistake. But let's face it, someone will. Someone's going to draft J.J. McCarthy. Have fun with that. Go to mybookie.com. Type in that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit up to $1,000 and bet with us or against us. I'm going all in on Dallas Turner there for the Falcons in the first round. Won a lot of money on Bijan last year. If you know who your favorite team is going to pick, go ahead and throw down some ducats, dude, and get in on the action. Get off the couch. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.